Chapter 21, Christo Raps Panouf. One very memorable thing that was going on in Paris during my stay there was the wrapping of the Panouf Bridge in a beautiful gold satin-like material by the artists Christo and Jean-Claude. Almost every day I'd skate by that bridge while it was being wrapped, and I was like, wow, you gotta be kidding me. What the hell are they doing wrapping that bridge in material? I don't know, but I liked it. It was so beautiful. Almost shockingly beautiful as I witnessed it being wrapped and had no clue as to why they were doing it. In retrospect, how lucky I was to have witnessed those incredible one-of-a-kind artists doing their thing as they did their Panouf art during my stay in Paris. I would just stand there in awe and watch these workers in little boats as they would little by little, day by day, wrap this entire bridge, lampposts and all, with this beautiful golden satin-like material that changed colors throughout the day with the movement of the sun. I eventually just took it in stride and simply enjoyed looking at it without questioning it. I had heard about an artist who wrapped buildings and other large things in material for art's sake, and I left it at that. But it's something I've never forgotten, and after all these years, here I am writing about this memory in my memoir, this moment, so to speak. So, of course, I had to Google it, and what I read is so fascinating that I had to include it in this book. After 30 years, I now know the story behind what I was looking at all those times that I skated by that bridge, marveling at its beauty, both while it was being wrapped and later when it was finished. And the best part is I just stumbled upon it and didn't know the story behind it or anything, but I got to see what I was supposed to see, a bridge being wrapped as an art piece that would soon go away and would only live on in my memory and in the memory of some 3 million other lucky souls that got to see it. And to think that I walked by those guys in those little boats wrapping Panouf and having no clue what was happening, but in awe of the beauty of it all. Right place, right time. God or meant to be. You tell me. I myself am going with God. I got the following info from the internet regarding the wrapping of Panouf by Christo and Jean-Claude, and also a few photos of that beautiful art of theirs. Wikipedia. In August, the couple, Christo and Jean-Claude, received permission to wrap the Panouf after 9 years of negotiations with the mayor of Paris, Jacques Chirac, and preparations for the project began. For the wrapping of the nicest bridge in Paris, 40,000 square meters of sand-colored polyamide fabric was needed. The wrapping began on 25 August 1985 and was completed on 22 September. In the next 2 weeks, over 3 million people visited the project. All the expenses for the Panouf wrapped were borne by the couple themselves. They usually utilize the money that they make just selling the preliminary drawings of the project. Wrapping the Panouf continued the tradition of transforming a sculptural dimension into a work of art. The fabric maintained the principal shapes of the Panouf, but it emphasized the details and the proportions. Christo, Vladimirov, Javashev, and Jean-Claude were a married couple who created environmental works of art. Christo and Jean-Claude were born on the same day, June 13, 1935. Christo in Gabrovo, Bulgaria, and Jean-Claude in Morocco. They first met in Paris in October 1958 when Christo painted a portrait of Jean-Claude's mother. They then fell in love through creating artwork together. Their works include the wrapping of the Reichstag in Berlin and the Panouf Bridge in Paris, the 24-mile-long artwork called Running Fence in Sonoma and Marin Counties in California, and the Gates in New York City's Central Park. Credit was given to Christo only until 1994, when the outdoor works and large indoor installations were retroactively credited to Christo and Jean-Claude. They flew in separate planes. In case one crashed, the other could continue their work. Jean-Claude died, age 74, on November 18, 2009, from complications of a brain aneurysm. Although their work is visually impressive and often controversial as a result of its scale, the artists have repeatedly denied that their projects contain any deeper meaning than their immediate aesthetic impact. The purpose of their art, they contend, is simply to create works of art for joy and beauty and to create new ways of seeing familiar landscapes. Art critic David Borden has described Christo's wrappings as a revelation through concealment. To his critics, Christo replies, "I am an artist, and I have to have courage." Do you know that I don't have any artworks that exist? They all go away when they're finished. Only the preparatory drawings and the collages are left, giving my works an almost legendary character. I think it takes much greater courage to create things to be gone than to create things that will remain. I got these Wikipedia. I got these next photos off the internet since I hadn't taken any myself way back when, other than the pictures that are indelible in my mind. By the way, whoever took these, nice work. Hey, you didn't happen to see a guy on roller skates, did you? End of chapter.